Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is January 19. It is Monday, 2015. We are so glad to have you joining us today. It is Martin Luther King Day, and I am going to share with you some information directly from the U.S. government's COINTELPRO. That's right. The FBI's documents, they're just a little bit ashamed of now. Pretty significant. Very significant. We're going to revisit COINTELPRO today on spying and disruption and how it was created. And what was it? I would say it was the death of Martin Luther King at the Lorraine Motel, which, of course, was the lone assassin that was attributed to that murder, found guilty, James Earl Ray, at the time. But yet that has certainly been debated over and over again. So we'll talk about COINTELPRO being revisited. I mean, this if this does not tell you of the corruptness of our government, and that was back in when? 60s and 70s? And it's only gotten worse. Because all news now pretty much is created. All news is created. Now, that's a thought we've got to get into our heads. They are able to create, thank you to Wag the Dog showing us how they do it, the movie Wag the Dog. They create the news that we are to consume. But most people are not. In fact, most people are saying, I don't buy into all this ISIS stuff and this terrorism stuff. I'm more concerned about getting a raise at work than I am about ISIS. They have been flaunting the terrorism issue. I mean, just they have been over and over again all weekend long on television, attempting to get people into some kind of fervor about what's happening in France. And now, as a result of the bad cartoon, we've got a bunch of other countries that are jumping on board. Pakistan, Mauritania, Mali, Niger. All because of a cartoon? Well, I'm going to tell you why I am not Charlie Hebdo. I am not Charlie Hebdo. And I think after you hear what else they have done from the standpoint of a cartoon, you will see that the legal issue is not what is at stake in freedom of speech. It is also a moral issue. And they have certainly lost track of the moral direction. Lots of news taking place over the weekend, but most of it seemingly about terrorism. Oh, yes, and Mitt Romney comes out of the shadows. What has he done in the last 6 years, 8 years? What has he done to make a change that would say this man needs to be president? Absolutely nothing, ladies and gentlemen. Just like Jeb Bush, these people hide in the background until it's time for all their money people to come out and say, this is who we want to run for president. Oh, by the way, Mitt Romney, this will make you feel good. He's an anti-poverty crusader. I can't even say it with a straight face. Anti-poverty crusader. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, science has yet to design a method finite enough to detect any sincerity in that man's voice. Oh, and the State of the Union message is tomorrow. And I believe we should boycott the State of the Union message. You know, even CNN is saying, crying, nobody watches the State of the Union message any longer. This is such a phony commercial for the administration. I think we all ought to not watch it. If you want to see what he said, read it online. What a joke. What a joke. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley. Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. Let me give you just an idea of what's going on in the markets today, mainly because there's some question about what's happening in China with respect to them having one of the toughest times ever and spreading around the world. Of course, Switzerland and the euro issue taking the cap off of the franc. Oh, my goodness. You saw what happened. A number of businesses, financial businesses, went out of business because of what happened last week. Man, it was a scramble in Switzerland. The price of oil is $48.15, come up from around $44 last week. Price of gold is $12.76. It's up, been up about the highest of $12.80. The Dow futures are open, set to open at least right now in the green. I mean, in the red at 52. And Bitcoin. How many of you have checked out Bitcoin lately? Remember, Bitcoin went up to $1,200 per Bitcoin. Bitcoin right now, $211. $211. I feel badly for all the Bitcoin investors. And it doesn't seem to be getting any better either. In the second hour today, we're going to talk to Steve House. Veterans issue. He's been researching and researching and researching. Years of research on Agent Orange exposure. And we'll find out why is it important that we still talk about Agent Orange exposure. And the cleanup cost, the Department of Defense installations in Korea. You'll recall Steve was on the program talking about that. The contaminated drinking water and preterm births that were early preterm births. Also with Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune. I'm so glad that someone is taking care of these issues. Well, I mean, watching these issues. I wish we could take care of them. Wish we could take care of the veterans that are dying also. Wish we could get them treatment also, but not so. By the way, remember we got us a new director of the VA? Oh, wow. And he has done absolutely nothing. Well, I mean, there's been some negative things that have taken place. And then in the third hour, Deborah Tavares will join us. And the subject is water wars. She's got new documents that I think are going to probably upset you very much. Yeah, Deborah Tavares, who is always on in her research, will be joining us in the third hour of the Power Hour today. All right, let's get to the news. Hezbollah declares full alert following Israeli airstrike in Syria. IB Times reports that Hezbollah declared a full alert Sunday after an Israeli airstrike in the Syrian section of the Golan Heights has left many as seven dead, including an Iranian field commander. Although Israeli officials declined to acknowledge the military action, Defense Ministry said if top Hezbollah officials were killed, one has to wonder what they were doing there. 1 million Muslims to protest against Charlie Hebdo cartoons, according to Kurt Nemo. Jamaat-e-Islami, the largest Muslim organization in Pakistan and arguably the most influential in South Asian subcontinent, will rally 1 million Muslims on Friday to protest Charlie Hebdo and its satirical take on Islam. Protests against the latest round of cartoons following a deadly attack on the Paris office of the magazine last week. Alleged attack on the Paris office of the magazine last week. Resulted in also four deaths in Niger on Friday. Over the weekend, they announced a number of countries that are now going to probably be in a state of chaos because of the cartoons. And I could write down only a few of them. They were mentioning them. Pakistan, Mauritania, Mali, Niger. Well, just throw in any other country that you want to. And, of course, it's going to take the United States to go and quell all of that chaos. Unbelievable. And I wanted to tell you why I am not Charlie Hebdo. And I think this is going to be something that people are going to start saying, is I am not Charlie Hebdo. I believe that what has been done here is a creation of a chaotic situation, determined to upset and create more terrorism. That kind of is a no-brainer. People know that by now. I mean, I think the average person is seeing that. In fact, I heard an overestimation of the Charlie Hebdo magazine. It was interesting because, as you will recall, they had announced initially that their readership was down to 60,000. Well, yesterday, as I'm listening to a revisiting of the story, historical revisiting of the story that only happened a couple of weeks ago, they said, well, Charlie Hebdo magazine only had 700,000 subscribers when the event happened. Really? How did they go from 60,000 to 700,000? And they said now that they're not going to do 1 million, they're going to do 7 million. Well, they upped it to 3 million, and now it's 7 million of those cartoon disasters. Now, I'm all for freedom of speech, but you know what? Just because you have the legal right doesn't give you the moral right. Now, I'm going to tell you something that they printed in their magazine and give you an example of why I'm not Charlie Hebdo. You may want to cover your children's ears briefly for this. There was a cartoon in which God and Jesus were doing an act. And out of that act came the Holy Spirit. That's all I'm going to say. You can figure it out for yourself. You're smart. But that was a cartoon that was in that magazine. Now tell me what purpose that serves to have that kind of freedom of speech. And I would also ask, where are the Christians saying, not no, but heck no, you shouldn't be doing that? Well, first of all, we didn't even know it because nobody ever heard of Charlie Hebdo magazine other than somebody got in trouble in 2011 for having a cartoon about Muhammad. What are these people thinking? Are they trying to bring us down to the lowest common denominator of thinking and acting and being? I am not Charlie Hebdo. Je suis Charlie, with all the signs in France. I think we ought to say, I am not and cannot even tolerate that. Supposedly some 300,000 magazines have made it to the United States now. Who cares? But now millions of Muslims are going to be protesting. And by the way, I got a really nice letter from a lady who is a Muslim, listens to the Power Hour. And she wanted to respond to a recent guest that we had on the program. And I think I'll go ahead and depart from the regular news right now to say this. And it happened on the interview that Dr. Ted Brower had. And I want to say thank you to Christy for emailing this and being so kind and for stating her position so well. She says, I'm emailing about the December 29th guest, Ann Barnhart. By the way, let me just share with you Ann Barnhart, a letter she wrote to me when I had asked her to be on the Power Hour. This is a copy of the email from Ann Barnhart. I said, I would very much appreciate your being a guest on the Power Hour. I look forward to hearing from you, George Riley, host of the Power Hour. Okay, nice letter, right? Ann Barnhart's response to me was, after reviewing your website and finding 9/11 trutherism, anti-Semitism, government mind control conspiracies, quack medicine, and other assorted buffoonery, I decline your interview request. Ann Barnhart. So that was her comment to me, so I knew exactly where she was coming from. I didn't have to ask her twice. Anyway, Dr. Ted Brower had her on the program. I did not know that she was going to be on. Anyway, Christy says, I just listened to the show. I found her use of profanity and extreme ignorance about Islam, ISIS, and other issues highly unprofessional. I was dismayed that Dr. Brower did not call her out on ignorance. Or profanity. I respect him very much and greatly enjoy listening to him and was disappointed he did not challenge her. I hope that he does not agree with her on her position toward Islam and ISIS, as anyone who does even a cursory look into Islam will know immediately that Islam is totally and completely against Islamic teachings. The only thing Islamic about ISIS is their name, nothing else. I am sure someone as educated and knowledgeable about so many areas as Dr. Brower would know this. I know that Joyce understands that ISIS and other terrorist organizations were created and funded by ISIS and the U.S., and are not the real Islam, as Barnhart unfortunately stated. As a Muslim, I am not alone in my vehement condemnation against ISIS and other acts of terrorism. It seems Barnhart is not even aware of the fact that the majority of the people that ISIS kills are Muslims. They kill any Sunni who does not fall in line with their extremist views and targets all Sufis and Shias, and they consider them to be worse than kafirs or infidels, just as ISIS paints the Arabic letter Noon, which stands for Al-Nasara, or Christians, on the door of Arab Christians. They also paint the Arabic letter R-A, which stands for Rafida, a derogatory term for Shia, on every Arab Shia door. Christians are at least lucky in that they get the option to convert or leave the area, but Shia and unwilling Sunnis are tortured and killed on the spot. We'll talk about this more after this. 4 minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce. It's all about the truth, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get to it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. 4 minute break. From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you go to guns80.com and get your AR-15 yet? I took my buddy Mark out to lunch the other day to thank him for turning me on to guns80.com, and suddenly our old pal Dan showed up and joined us. Of course, Mark immediately started selling him on the great deals at guns80.com and told him how you can buy a brand new rifle at a great price, keep your privacy, and how it can be delivered right to your front door, and that there was no visit to a gun dealer involved, there are no government papers to fill out. Dan was such an easy sell. He just pulled out his iPhone right there and went to guns80.com and ordered his Ghost AR. Wow. You can call guns80.com right now. Their number is 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. By the way, demand they pay market commission, okay? Call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80 and demand they pay Mark, please. He deserves a commission. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80 and get your Ghost AR-15 on the web at guns80.com. Go now.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. It's all about the truth. And we will be talking about COINTELPRO and Dr. Martin Luther King. The attack on Martin Luther King, of course, obviously led to his death. I want to get back to the letter from Christy, and I thank her very much. She is an incredible lady, writes very well. And she is showing exactly what's happening in this mess that started in France with this alleged attack. And I'm not saying that people didn't die there. I believe they probably did, because I don't think that they care if people die or not for a fraud and for created news. I mean, Why? I mean, what difference does it make if they die for created news or real news? But she puts her position very well. She says that ISIS is a group filled with ignorant, savage criminals. And, of course, we know it was created by the United States. And I and other Muslims, that was my comment, my editorial comment on the U.S., by the way. And I and other Muslims pray that God will remove his mercy on them and hold them accountable for each and every crime they have committed on the Day of Judgment. Also, Ms. Barnhart mentioned that Muslims are encouraged to die for their religion in order to get sex in heaven. I want to state for the record that this concept of 72 virgins waiting in heaven for any martyr is a fabricated myth that extremists have made up to motivate people to kill themselves, which is a huge sin in Islam. We are not allowed to take our own lives for the lives of others. They're not allowed to be bombers, ladies and gentlemen, going in and killing themselves for the cause. Anyway, she says, I have sent the following article before. I'd like to send it again in light of the recent guest. Open letter to al-Baghdadi, who incidentally has ties to the Mossad, from well over 100 Islamic scholars condemning his organization and their crimes. And here's what's happening, ladies and gentlemen, is the real followers of the peaceful religion of Islam are saying, not no, but heck no. This is not right. That is not what our religion is all about. We do not condone it. We're not part of this. And now they're going to have millions of people marching and saying, you know, somebody's messing in the waters here, I think. I think that's what they're going to say. The executive summary lists some of the flagrant violations of Islamic teachings. Muslims have been loudly condemning all acts of terrorism for a long time, but no news organization wants to take any note of it. And incidentally, so-called Islamic terrorism is only a drop in the bucket, 2%, compared to all acts of terrorism worldwide. One more thing. I just feel really exhausted by having to speak out continuously against terrorism when it violates all tenets of my religion. It also frustrates me. If I were living in the Middle East right now in ISIS territory, I'd probably be raped or dead or both. Ms. Barnhart was right about one thing. ISIS is evil. Unfortunately, she doesn't seem to realize that Muslims would completely agree with her. The summary of the crimes ISIS has committed against Islam is listed here. The link is at the bottom for those who want to read the letter. I apologize for venting, but I just can't stand to see such an honorable, upright, respectful, and truthful show as the Power Hour have such an offensive and uninformed guest on the show. Whoa, Christy, good job, she says. And she said that she heard Dr. Brewer on the 30th clarify that he does not agree with Barnhart on a number of issues, including her stance on Muslims. I was happy to hear that, but still wished he would have stopped her and maintained his own position during the show on the 29th. However, I can certainly understand that it may be difficult to challenge a guest, especially if one isn't a seasoned radio host and may not know how to balance keeping relationships with a guest while still ensuring the truth is the main objective. Nevertheless, my point still stands. I found Barnhart to be offensive, misinformed, and I would appreciate if the letter to ISIS from Muslim scholars condemning their actions be made available to the listeners, and we will do that. I will make this entire letter available to all of you. It will go to Catherine and be in the email blast, ladies and gentlemen, along with all of the 24 things in the executive summary that they keep getting wrong about Islam. I'm telling you, a lot of work went into this. Christy, my hat is off to you. Thank you, and we will continue to challenge people on the Power Hour here. That is our job. All right, getting back to the news. U.S. reportedly hacked, are you ready for this? The North Korean computer networks before the cyber attack on Sony. Remember that really creepy little stupid movie called The Interview? They never made any money, even when they hyped it and hyped it and said, well, we're going to release it and you can be able to download it and you can pay some money. And they made no money on it because nobody cared. Seriously. Well, according to Sputnik News, the U.S. National Security Agency has enjoyed secret and almost unrestricted access to North Korean computer networks since 2010, but still failed to warn Sony Pictures before a major cyber attack, according to New York Times report. Uh-oh! Kind of like 9/11, huh? We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. 33 minutes after the hour. I've gotten a lot of calls and a lot of emails regarding the confusion between the Ancient Defense that you just heard Alex advertising and Inner Defense. There is a difference, a huge difference. And I just wanted to say, just for you all to know, it is not the same thing. Inner Defense is the one that we've been talking about, taking care of colds, flus. I don't know how it does it, but it is amazing. It is absolutely amazing. In fact, yesterday I started getting sick. I know some of the people out in the Power Mall had been ill, and I started sneezing, and I started getting a cold, and I called Rosie, and I said, I don't know what's going on, but I hope I can do the show tomorrow. I took Inner Defense 3 times, morning, noon, and night, and I am going to tell you, I am fine. I cannot even tell I was headed for that kind of, oh my gosh, here it comes, 3 or 4 days of feeling lousy. Didn't happen. Inner Defense, they're capsules, they're essential oils at the Power Mall. And I'm telling you, I tell everybody this, that you can save yourself from some sicknesses, save yourself from some illnesses if you will take it early on. Take it early on. Oh, my gosh, I feel so good. So, anyway, all is better now. It's called Inner Defense, and it's at the Power Mall. And I also want to recommend to you, if you have never read the book, They Own It All, Including You, Ronald McDonald wrote this book, and it's all about the toxic currency and how they own you. It's a very well-done book, and it's a whole new concept for those of you who have not read it. Also, remember we have The Hidden Enemy, Inside Psychiatry's Covert Agenda. If you want to know what goes on with the military and why the drugging of the military. Also, we have a book called The Palm Oil Miracle by Dr. Bruce Fife. If you've never tried palm oil, that's the stuff that they used to use in, I think before it became too expensive, that was the stuff they used to use as oil in the popcorn that you would get at the movie theaters. It had that sort of orange color to it. Oh my gosh, it is so good. You can use it for any stir fry. Use it for anything that you are frying because it's a high heat oil. So just want you to know, palm oil, miracle. There's a book on it, as well as getting the palm oil at the Power Hour. You can get a mixture of it with palm oil and coconut oil also. Boy, is it excellent. Gives you both of the
benefits.
Both of the benefits for palm oil, for palm oil and coconut oil. All right, let's get back to the news. Anyway, you can call the Power Mall and order from us, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. 50 terabytes. Oh, I mean, let me go back to that story on North Korea computer networks. You know, now it turns out the United States has been into their stuff for, well, 4 years, 5 years now. And that they have really hacked in and know exactly what's going on in North Korea. But they failed to warn Sony that there was a major cyber attack coming, kind of like 9/11. Just let it happen. And so now the story turns around to be, it's kind of a created scenario. More created news, ladies and gentlemen. With a movie that nobody cared about, The Interview. Nobody went to see. Big deal. Snowden leak, another Snowden leak, reveals a massive size of an F-35 blueprint hack by China. RT is reporting the reported theft by Chinese hackers of blueprints for the United States F-35 Joint Strike Fighter amounted to 50 terabytes of classified information. A lot of information. Documents leaked by NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden have now revealed the hackers are believed by many U.S. officials to be affiliated with the Chinese government. The humiliating 2007 incident saved China 25 years of research and development, according to U.S. military official cited by the Washington Post. Stock market crash, they're saying, Sputnik News is saying in China, is the biggest since 2009. Rest of the world is set to rally. Beijing's attempts to crack down on speculative trading in the overheated mainland stock markets have triggered a sell-off. Panic among investors and ultimately a stock exchange crash, they say, triggering significant spillovers for the global economy. And a near $1 billion loss. Remember we were talking about what happened with the 30% cap being or the 30% increase in the price of euro to franc? Well, Everest Capital's global fund has lost almost all of its money after the Swiss National Bank scrapped its three-year-old cap on the franc against the euro. The fund, like many others, had a major carry trade position on that, worked only if the Swiss Central Bank continued to prop up the euro. When SNB pulled the plug on support, carry traders experienced massive losses. Lots of companies went out of business as a result of what happened last week. New York City has hired Rikers officers with gang ties and psychological issues, Rikers Island. A report into the recruiting and hiring practices of New York Correctional Department found more than one-third of the people hired had problems, like criminal histories, mental issues, that would have disqualified them or should have disqualified them from the job. Conducted by New York City's Department of Investigation, The review is the latest in a number of critical revelations about city jails, including death, brutality, and drug smuggling. Fits in perfectly, wouldn't you say? And at least 50 Ebola hotspots remain, but new cases are falling. Hardest hit West African countries, about 50 of them, but no new cases or new cases are declining. And the deadly disease will be defeated, UN's Ebola chief said Thursday. This thing is so creepy. Doesn't make any sense at all. Ebola is not Ebola is not Ebola, in my estimation. Obama's going to call for new tax increases tonight in the State of the Union message. Well, what else did you think he was going to call for? What else does he ever do but say, we need more new taxes? No, you need to cut out all the junk you're spending money on and stop killing all the people you are killing. That's what you need to do. But there will be the State of the Union message tomorrow night. I would say, don't watch it. And why do we not watch it? Because it is playing into their hands. I can't tolerate that man. I cannot tolerate even looking at him, ladies and gentlemen. In other international news, Ukraine's Poroshenko rejects Putin's peace plan. Massive shelling ensues. Ukrainian troops have launched a massive assault on militia-held areas. According to RT, it comes on the heels of Ukraine's Poroshenko rejecting a peace plan proposed to him last week by Putin. See, Putin says, come on, guys, let's have some peace here. Everybody says, we don't want peace. So, it continues on. I don't know how long this game is going to go on of country against country, pitting country against country, but it seems to be increasing daily. A Russian invasion survival manual to be issued to citizens in the European Union. While most Americans discount the possibility of a major conflict with Russia, Europeans have seen two great wars in the last century, and they know better. Now, which country is going to be next? Where is Russia going to attack next, they say? The little country of Lithuania, much like its neighbors, is preparing for a full-out invasion by Russian forces, and their government is issuing a survival manual to its citizens, probably made in the USA. Though the complete details have yet to be released, the manual, among other things, advises citizens to keep a sound mind, don't panic, and don't lose clear thinking. Wow, there's something you can really focus on. 1,000 troops now are going from the Pentagon are now going to train the moderate Syrian rebel force. Right. And we got more troops going to Iraq. There were only going to be 400, but what do? 400 every day times 10. You know how that goes. Officials say the program is going to involve around 1,000 troops split between Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Qatar. 400 troops are said to be heading for Qatar to begin the training. They love the number 400. Do you notice that? Though it was initially believed the training would center around existing pro-U.S. factions in the rebellion, Pentagon has since revealed they intend to form an entirely new faction. Oh, that's what we need. We need another bad guy rebel group, don't we? Oh, my goodness. John can't lie. Are you ready? Are you ready for another one? Remember Mr. CIA and CIA? Remember that name? Well, now we have John Can't Lie and the ISIS PSYOP is starting a new 24/7 news channel. According to Activist Post, the latest development in the ongoing ISIS PSYOP is that their supposed British hostage, John Can't Lie, is heading up a 24/7 news organization for the terrorist group. Seriously, our reality is made for TV by the rulers. Please, we need people to wake up. Israel lobbies against the ICC as Gaza war crimes inquiry opens. Israeli politicians are calling on the 122 member states of the International Criminal Court. Did you realize there's 122 countries? 122 countries in the criminal court. Anyway, they want to cut its funding in response to the beginning of its inquiry. In other words, take all the money away from the ICC if they're going to represent Gaza. as only Israel can be represented. In response to the beginning of its inquiry into the possible war crimes that occurred against Gaza by Israel. Switzerland may be preparing for the end of the euro, Breitbart says, waking up to find that the local Swiss ATM will not dispense euros may be viewed as a short-term inconvenience to the average man on the street, but learning that depositing your money in a Swiss bond with maturities of less than 7 years will cost you money is catastrophic. It is worth repeating. If you lend or deposit your money with a Swiss, they're going to charge you, not pay you. We are fed up. Thousands march against GMOs in Berlin. A broad alliance of farmers, ethical consumers, anti-capitalist activists staged a march through Berlin that numbered up to 50,000 to denounce the proposed TTIP treaty between the U.S. and the EU in mass farming technologies. More than 120 organizations joined the fifth annual We Are Fed Up demonstration, which this year focused on the increased importance of American farming practices such as genetic modification, frequent antibiotic injections for animals, and chemical meat treatments, following the implementation of the controversial Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, which is supposed to be pretty much confidential. Holder limits seized asset sharing process that split billions with local and state police. And I want to thank Renee for sending this. Attorney General Eric Holder on Friday barred local and state police from using federal law to seize cash, cars, and other property without warrants or criminal charges. Is this good news? I mean, are we about to have some actual real good news? Well, since 2008, thousands of local and state police agencies have made more than 55,000 seizures of cash and property worth $3 billion under a civil asset forfeiture program at the Justice Department called Equitable Sharing. And who do you think gets to participate in the equitable sharing? And the mysterious sponsor behind the Ferguson protest and media campaign, Zero Hedge, says George Soros. An apparent effort to keep the media's attention on the city to widen the scope of the incident to focus on interrelated causes, not just the over-policing and racial discrimination narratives that were highlighted by the news media in August. Liberal billionaire George Soros donated $33 million to social justice organizations, which helped turn events in Ferguson from a local protest into a national flashpoint. And there you have the rest of the story. And, you know, I kind of wonder if maybe Soros doesn't donate it and then the government comes in behind him and kind of pays him back. Have you ever thought about that? When they, quote unquote, donate, like George Soros wants to donate $33 million, lose $33 million. I bet he doesn't lose a thing. Connecticut becomes the first state to require that every time police fire a taser, they have to file a use of force report. Well, about darn time. I'm liking this. Liberty Crier says the reform is the first of its kind in the nation. It works like this. Every time police fire a taser, they file that use of force report. It goes through the person's race, age, height, weight, how the taser was used, what mode it was in, how many times it was fired, and whether the person had an injury, whether medical assistance was provided. Now, why doesn't every state have that? That just doesn't make any sense. So one down, 49 to go. And prison state America, inmates becoming corporate slaves for profit in the for-profit facilities. For-profit prisons have created a neo-slavery in the U.S., according to award-winning journalist Chris Hedges. Inmates work 8 hours a day for major corporations such as Chevron, Motorola, Nordstrom, and Target, yet only have the possibility of making up to $1.25 an hour. In addition, companies that provide services like phone calls, overcharge prisoners, or even make the most basic services, making hundreds of millions in profits annually. RT's Ben Swan spoke to Hedges, who explains how the shadowy system came into existence. You can see that at the email blast in the Power Hour News section. And then also there's 12 mainstream corporations that benefit from the prison industrial complex. You can see that there. De-dollarization deepens. Russia buys the most gold in 6 months. Continues selling U.S. treasuries. I repeat, continues selling U.S. treasuries. The rumors of Russia selling its gold reserves, it is now clear they were greatly exaggerated, as not only did Putin not sell Russian gold reserves, rose by the largest amount in 6 months in December to just over $46 billion. On the other hand, there is another trend that continues for the Russians, that of reducing their exposure to U.S. Treasury debt. That is huge. Reducing their exposure to U.S. Treasury debt. For the 20th month in a row, Russia's holdings of U.S. Treasury debt fell year over year, selling in to the strength. When we come back, we're going to talk COINTELPRO. Got to talk about COINTELPRO. And Martin Luther King. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Was he a communist or was that a created scenario? Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Joyce Riley and the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing, as opposed to what our government seems to do all the time, which is to use the people. And it just breaks my heart when I see things happening here that we feel like we have no control over. We feel like we are sort of in the vulnerable position of not being able to, well, do anything about it. Let me share with you COINTELPRO Revisited and COINTELPRO and what happened to Martin Luther King. A lot of people, and I have, when I have talked about this at meetings that I've done around the country, I would have people come up to me afterwards and say, how dare you talk about Martin Luther King? He was a communist. He was a communist. Was he really? And where did that come from? I think you'll find it came from the FBI. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation. Now, this will all be in the email blast of the Power Hour News section. Began monitoring Martin Luther King Jr. in December of 1955 during his involvement with the Montgomery bus boycott and engaged in covert operations against him throughout the 60s. FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover was personally hostile toward King, believing that the civil rights leader was influenced by communists. This animosity increased after April of 64 when King called the FBI completely ineffectual in resolving the continued mayhem and brutality inflicted upon the Negro in the Deep South. Under the FBI's domestic counterintelligence program, COINTELPRO, King was subjected to various kinds of FBI surveillance and produced alleged evidence of extramarital affairs, though no evidence of communist influence. The FBI was created in 1909 as a Justice Department's unit to investigate federal crimes. Hoover became the FBI director in 24, served until his death in 72. The FBI initially monitored King under its Racial Matters program, which focused on individuals and organizations involved in racial politics. They abused King horribly, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, there's plenty of information on this, and I'm not going to go into that anymore, but I do want to go to directly to the COINTELPRO document. Listen to this. This is COINTELPRO Revisited. Now, these are transcripts of official FBI COINTELPRO documents. Remember, I got a copy of the document. I paid a lot of money to get the COINTELPRO document. March 4th, 1968, communique was sent out by J. Edgar Hoover himself 1 month before the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. It specifically identified Elijah Muhammad and the Nation of Islam as primary targets of COINTELPRO, as well as Reverend King's Southern Christian Leadership Conference. Other released FBI documents show the Bureau had infiltrators within Malcolm X's Muslim Mosque, Inc. This is right from the document. Black nationalist hate groups. Internal security. Personal attention to all offices from the special agent in charge in Albany. The purpose of this new counterintelligence endeavor is to expose, disrupt, misdirect, discredit, or otherwise neutralize the activities of black nationalist hate type organizations and groupings. You could just put in Patriot there if you wanted to. Their leadership, spokesmen, membership, and supporters, and to counter their propensity for violence and civil disorder. The activities of all such groups of intelligence interest to the Bureau must be followed on a continuous basis, so we will be in a position to promptly take advantage of all opportunities for counterintelligence and inspire action in instances where circumstances warrant. When we come back, I want to continue this. This is pretty bad stuff, ladies and gentlemen. They did exactly what we know they did. We'll be back. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. 1 minute, 10 second break. This is Joyce Riley.